An hour of Bill's thoughts on what's going on in Connecticut. Wake up with Bill Finch, only on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
And good morning and wake up to all you faithful listeners here on WICC AM and FM 600 AM 95.9 FM. Welcome to Wake Up, your radio home for truth, justice, and democracy. Your radio home, it's your radio home if you're tired of being divided and manipulated. Tired of the right-wing screamers and whiners. Tired of the science deniers, the billionaires, the bullies, the climate deniers. And tired of all those people elected who aren't fighting for you, the workers. Tired of those who openly defy the laws and our sacred constitution. But if you're tired and you don't want to give up, this is your place. Every weekend to strengthen you for the battles ahead. 1 hour every Sunday, we bring you the guests who will provide not only the information you need, but a patriotic, full-throated endorsement of the pillars of our democracy and red meat for the ideals that built this great nation. We are going to work to preserve our freedoms, and our guest today is somebody who has worked all his life to preserve individual freedoms, protecting people from mind control and cult manipulation. And when the producer, Paul Goodman, thank you, Paul, said Steve Hassan is on the line, I got chills. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to have a great show today because this gentleman has helped the city of Bridgeport, and you may not even remember his name. But back in the 90s, when the Moonies bought the University of Bridgeport in order to use it to bring money and influence into the country from their offshore accounts, when they bought it to give themselves an air of legitimacy and all their other devious motivations, there was a brave man who was writing a book at the time called Combating Cult Mind Control. And now Dr. Stephen Hassan is welcome to Wake Up. Wake Up welcomes you today, this morning, Steve Hassan. How are you today?
I'm okay. Thanks, Bill. It's been a while. And, yes, our country's in dire emergency mode.
Much the same way it was in Bridgeport. I have the same feeling where we're trying to wake up, and hence the name of the show, people to the dangers that abound around us. When we try to wake people up to the dangers of cult mind control, it was difficult. You remember the late, great Rabbi Israel Stein, who had his synagogue open at the corner of Park and Capitol. You remember coming and speaking there, right?
Yes, I do.
And I know you were filled with some of the same frustration that I was at the time. And now that frustration's reared its ugly head on a national level. And we want to just talk a little bit about the great work you've done as an intro. You are an internationally recognized expert on mind control. You understand that cults are those people that change the personalities of people by using thought stopping and coercion and the suspension of disbelief. You wrote about this extensively in your best-selling book, Combating Cult Mind Control, several other books since, and the most recent book is called The Cult of Trump. And before we get into that, which is the main reason for having you today, I just want to have you talk just a little bit about what a cult is and your groundbreaking categorization of the BITE method and how you use that BITE method, B-I-T-E, to explain cults to people. Go ahead and explain that to our listeners, Steve.
Sure. So let me just say clearly that I was recruited into the Moonies in 74, got deprogrammed in 76. And what partially helped me get out was learning about Chinese communist brainwashing. And I didn't know it at the time in 76 that I would spend 49 years doing this work, but that's where I am today.
And we have the Moonies to thank for that.
Well, I don't thank the Moonies, but it is what it is. And I became a whistleblower for a congressional subcommittee investigation into Korean CIA activities in the U.S. Then Jonestown happened. So there was one thing after another. that led me to this career to become a licensed mental health counselor and then later to get a second master's and doctorate in organizational development and change, because I wanted to update the law regarding the topic of undue influence, because the law is about 100 years out of date with understanding the human mind and social psychology.
Sure.
And people are walking around incorrectly thinking that we're rational beings, and we're not. We're emotional beings and social beings that use our logic and rational minds occasionally, hopefully more. But and people walk around with the myth of invulnerability, that they walk around thinking it could never happen to them. Only weak people or stupid people or uneducated people. And in my career, I can tell you, very bright people from good families can get lied to and have their brains hacked. So to answer your question, on my freedomofmind.com website, for free, one can download my influence continuum graphic that describes ethical influence on one side of the continuum, which involves informed consent, respect for conscience, critical thinking, things, you know, critical things, values, which is what's missing in the media today, is talking about getting people back to real values of how human beings have become the most successful species on Earth. And the other side of the influence continuum is destructive mind control or authoritarian control. And what people need to understand is that it's a dissociative disorder, and it's actually in the American Psychiatric Association Diagnostic Statistical Manual as a disruption of identity. And for those of us who have family or friends who've gotten radicalized in the past 10 years, whether it's to QAnon or to believing that Trump is a great leader, it's really the phenomenon is critical for people to understand, because it doesn't, brainwashing doesn't erase who you really are. It just creates a pseudo identity that takes over. And there are techniques. You mentioned thought stopping before. That's just one of many mind control techniques that are used to keep this cult identity intact. And the other model that I've created, that I did my doctoral research on, is called the BITE model of authoritarian control. And it's called BITE because B stands for behavior control techniques. The I is information control techniques. The T is thought control techniques. And E is emotional control techniques. So it's these four overlapping, and you can download that list for free on Freedom of Mind as well as my dissertation itself, because I want the public to get educated. Because right now, Bill, the number one issue in my mind in the world right now is this issue of undue influence. The media talks about disinformation as the problem, but information manipulation is just one piece of what's happening right now. And we're going to either evolve as a species and keep the planet intact, or we're going to devolve into authoritarian fascism.
So it's a stark choice.
Fighting the good fight.
It's a stark choice, Steve, but people like you who've been inside of a cult and through the counseling work that you do with thousands of others since you have become a licensed clinical therapist, and those that you've spoken to and been on radio shows and made presentations to and TEDx's and all the other things you've done, you have seen, I have seen part of that, but you have seen it more than most, the impact. You know, just to pause here, you said something very important. All of us know somebody who has been brainwashed by the cult disinformation machine. I have a family member, and it is one of the saddest things to lose someone to a cult. And I know that you have recommendations for families who have a member who's been brainwashed into the cult of Trump. And I wonder if you could, and I'm sure some people who don't like that phrase have already turned the radio off in disgust. But if you just give Steve a little bit of time here, I think he's going to give you some good ideas about what you do. And we're going to have to just take a break, Steve, and come back and think of that question. And listeners, stay tuned after these commercials to hear some amazing advice from an internationally recognized expert on cults as it pertains to Donald Trump. We'll be right back after this.
Let's find out what's on Bill's mind today. It's Wake Up with Bill Finch, live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
And what's on my mind this morning is actually what's been on my mind since I met Steve Hassan back in the 1990s when the Moonies took over the University of Bridgeport. And look, I'm going to send you a picture, Steve, because I'm drinking out of a cup here at the studio, probably breaking a rule. It's empty to the managers of the studio if they're worried about me spilling something. It's a University of Bridgeport mug, and I proudly display that mug because in the last few years, the school's been liberated from cult control. There are no more Moonies on the board, and a great entrepreneur from Hartford, Mark Scheinberg, who is the owner of Goodwin University, has purchased the school, kept it as a not-for-profit, and has expanded its offerings and got rid of the Moonies. So I just want to say, Steve, it took them 30 years, but they listened to us. Yay! Now, before the break, I said I wanted you to give us advice. But, you know, I think I jumped the gun a little bit. Before you give parents and loved ones advice, let's just talk about what makes Donald Trump and the cult of Trump. What makes Donald Trump a cult leader? What makes this following fit your bite model?
Yeah, I actually have a story I want to share, but it may not be appropriate for the radio with you and me when you were bringing me around to
go
talk
ahead
to people.
Yeah, but, go ahead.
Well, it was a moment where we were in, I forget the building, but you said to me, we were walking, you said, "Oh, there's the local Mooney over there." And I walked over to the guy and I said, "Hi, I'm Steve Hassan." And I put my hand out and the guy clenched his fist and started drawing it back. And you immediately stepped in front of me and pushed me behind you. And I said, "Bill, why are you doing this?" He said, "Steve, he was going to punch you." The guy was like a linebacker. And I said, "Yeah, but they've hit me before." And you said, "Steve, you know, this is not normal. You should really talk to a therapist about this." And I wound up talking to my psychologist and realized that I still was carrying around this martyr, you know, element from my Mooney programming.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
well,
thank you
they teach
for that,
you,
my friend.
Well, you know what, Steve? I'm in a great debt of gratitude to you as well as the entire Bridgeport region because, you know, I think the most important thing in life is persistence, and we persisted. We never, you know, when I was mayor for 8 years, I had a lot of people say, you know, you really ought to say that UB is okay and warm up to them. And I never went after them. I felt like pushing the whole place into Long Island Sound for what they did to people, but I didn't. I supported them. I actually put new sidewalks near the campus. I helped them get a fuel cell. We cooperated with rebuilding the women's softball facility. I did more than most mayors ever did for UB, and I felt terrible every time, but I took an oath to serve the people of Bridgeport, and to the extent that powers higher than I couldn't get rid of the Moonies, we persisted. I never admitted that it was good for cults to own a university. In fact, I lost my election when a third person entered the race who was a vice president of UB, and acted as a spoiler and took the margin of victory away from me. So, but I never changed because I didn't want to be mayor bad enough to say that cults are good or that the Mooney should own a university. That's a despicable thing. It's just like the man in the White House now. I'll never, under pain of death, say he's anything but a threat to democracy and an evil person. But I also recognize that, you know, like as mayor, I had to represent everyone. And now we have tons of people in our midst who you know, for better or worse, have been influenced by this dangerous person and his ideology. Tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book and why you think he's a cult leader.
Yes, so I just want to comment on the University of Bridgeport was a tool of the Moonies, who still exist, and Mrs. Moon paid Donald Trump $2.5 million to endorse the cult a few weeks after the January 6th violent assault. And the two sons in Pennsylvania have a AR-15 gun cult and a gun factory. And the Moonies are using the University of Bridgeport for PR, but they were also using it to recruit internationally by offering scholarships to young people to go to school. They come to the university, and then they get recruited to the Moonies and drop out.
Yeah.
So it was not a normal university. So to answer your question, first I want to tell your listeners that the word cult is the root of the word culture. And the way I think about cults is there are ethical cults and there are authoritarian cults. And so people say, oh, come on, Steve, ethical cults? And I'm like, yeah, like I'm an avid scuba diver and I'm in a book called The Cult of Mac. And I also wrote a blog. I'm in the cult of TEDx after I gave my first TEDx talk. So for me, the word cult in and of itself is not a negative. But when I was asked by my agent to write the book, The Cult of Trump, for Simon & Schuster, all I knew was that Trump had the stereotypical profile of all cult leaders. And I use the term that Eric Fromm created called the malignant narcissist. And he came up with that evaluating Adolf Hitler. So it's not just the normal, quote unquote, narcissism, but it's thinking you're above the law, the pathological lying, the sadism, the paranoia, the threats, the revenge. So there's, and I have that list on my freedomofmind.com website as well. And in chapter 3 of the book, if people haven't bought it yet, it was re-released in 2024 with a foreword by George Conway and afterward on myself. I did chapter 3 of the book comparing Trump with Jim Jones of the People's Temple Massacre, an assassination of Congressman Ryan, and Hubbard of Scientology, and Moon. So that's one part of the equation of a cult, is the leader's profile and personality. But what I learned when I researched the book was there are actual authoritarian cults that were influencing Trump and bringing their followers to Trump. And the biggest single network of cults that are his base is what's called New Apostolic Reformation. Have you ever heard that term, Bill?
No, I don't think I have. Is that part of
New Apostolic Reformation?
Are they Christian nationalists? So,
well, these are and Paula White Cain in the White House was the leader. Connecting this network, that's some 30 to 40 million Americans. What characterizes them as different than regular Christianity is their leaders of each of these churches or mega churches claims to be a prophet.
Oh, my
or an
goodness.
Apostle.
Well, this is something we're going to have to we're going to have to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for news. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Stephen Hassan about the cult of Trump. Thank you, Steve. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back after the news.
Fairfield County Talk for a Sunday morning. Wake up with Bill Finch is live on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
And welcome back, listeners, to Wake Up here every Sunday morning, 10 to 11. Thanks to Connoisseur Media. We're here on WICC 600 AM, 95.9 FM. We try to bring you the alternate take on what's going on, since, unfortunately, so much of talk radio, so much of television is unresponsive to the threats that we're talking about this morning. I get the same feeling, Steve, that I got when we were trying to wake people up to the Moonies buying the University of Bridgeport that I do now, trying to wake up people to the massive brainwashing that's going on at levels we haven't seen since World War II. I do want to just mention that we have in the studio today, as we do every other week, Victoria Woodard from the Orange Band Book Club. And at the end of the show, she reviews a book. We'll be reviewing 19 minutes about a school shooting. It's a very difficult book to read. But, Steve, we talk about banned books every other week. Has Cult of Trump been attempted to be banned anywhere?
Well, the first time, and I should say, Bill, I used to be on the media all the time until the book came out in 2019. Brian Stelter of CNN, who used to do reliable sources, had me on, and the Tennessee legislature voted a bill that made CNN fake news because they had me on. About the Cult of Trump.
That's a notch in your belt there.
But that's the only thing I've heard of. But it's only a matter of time, I'm afraid, before books about brainwashing and cults and mind control are going to be banned because mind controllers don't want an educated public.
Of course not. Yeah. Well, look, you know, one silver lining is if we can help you get the book banned, sales will dramatically improve because people always want to read what they're told not to read. So that's a nice thing about human nature. I'm sure Dr. Hassan could explain that. But tell us a little bit more about how you've come to realize that Donald Trump is a cult leader, and what the characteristics are of that cult.
Before we left
for the news, I know you were going to talk about the other cult groups that have been brought into his umbrella. I didn't mean to take you away from that thought.
Yeah, no, the Moonies, Scientology, a cult called Falun Gong, who publishes the Epoch Times, is another authoritarian cult. There are many, many authoritarian cults that comprise the Cult of Trump. But the thing that I want the public to realize is I had chapter 7 on the puppet masters of Trump. And you know who I put at the top of the chapter?
I'm dying to find out, and so is everybody listening to this show. Who?
Putin.
Oh, sure.
Putin and Russia.
Yeah.
My research showed that he was invited to the Soviet Union in 1987, and he got recruited as an asset, not an agent, but as an asset. And after he returned to the U.S. from that trip, he took out a full-page ad criticizing NATO and saying that NATO should be disbanded. And there's a long track history about Russia's bailing him out of his many failed businesses and laundering money through his real estate. And there's a website that I learned about recently called Trump Files. I think it's trumpfile.org. And as far as I can tell, I haven't gone through every single page. It's been scholarly researched and for people who want the facts. And it's a very bitter pill to think about that we've been hacked by Russia. But if you think about it, Putin was raised in an authoritarian cult called the Soviet Union. He was a KGB officer.
Right. Yeah.
And when the Soviet Union fell, he was able to manipulate. He's a malignant narcissist. He was able to manipulate himself into power with ex-KGB people. And he was dedicated to revenge, to take down the U.S. and to destroy the United States of America and to make all of the states secede from one another. And he sent an agent to the NRA to push more assault rifles and school shootings so he could tell the Russian people, look at those Americans. They don't protect their children. But also he wants civil war. He wants us to kill each other. And unfortunately, Americans don't understand. And my information as of this morning is that Elon Musk's father is right now in Russia, and Alex Jones is there, along with Dugin, who is Putin's ideological advisor.
Well, and of course, there's another connection.
Hello, people.
Yeah, and there's another connection here, and our hearts have continually gone out to the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting. But as we know, Alex Jones has been forced into bankruptcy for his perpetual lying and allegations about that being staged by the United States government. Obviously a ludicrous and disgusting claim. But a local law firm that also helped you and I out, Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter, the Koskoff law firm, very courageous lawyers, Chris Maddy, Josh Koskoff, Matt Blumenthal, they take on really difficult cases. And Alex Jones is still trying to find a way to get back on the air through Putin or Musk or somebody who's going to give him backdoor money. And of course, now you can just put millions of dollars in Donald Trump's hand through his Bitcoin or give him a massive jet. I mean, the level of corruption, Steve.
Or meme coins.
Yeah. I mean, the level of corruption here makes, and I hate to say this because I thought that Richard Nixon was a horrible person, but he's kind of a Girl Scout compared to the level of corruption that Trump is perfecting right in broad daylight. Trump, at least Nixon tried to hide the fact he was using the government for ill-gotten gains. Trump is doing it and saying, ha ha, I could shoot somebody in Main Street and get away with it.
Yeah, and the Republican Party's been hacked. It's largely Newt Gingrich from the whole Tea Party period on has been, again, there's a lot of players, and I want to warn listeners from ever accepting a black and white, all or nothing, good versus evil frame on anything, because life is usually way more complex than that. And that's under thought control, by the way, what I just said.
Right.
Because all cult ideologies are
absolutist,
like a child's level of understanding. There's right. good and then there's evil. And
right.
we're good and they're evil.
Right, right. Well, listen. We only have a few minutes left for this segment of the show. Number one, will you come back again in a few months and give us an update on what you're seeing?
Bill, we're old buddies.
Come all right, on. Good. So now that we got that commitment, we have a few minutes before we have to take one more break and then move to our banned book segment with Victoria Woodard. Can you tell family members such as myself and others who have people in their family they think have been brainwashed into this cult, what is the best response?
Yeah, so educate yourself first. Learn about brainwashing and mind control. I've written several books. I have an online course. I created a course, Bill, for psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and counselors, because there's not a single course in the United States or the world that I'm aware of that teaches people how to do therapy or how to help people recover when
That's
they
great.
Exit one of these groups. I really want people to check out my website, my Substack, my YouTube channel. I'm on social media at Cult Expert. So to answer your question, I'm going to start with what not to do. What doesn't work is trying to persuade through logic and facts by attacking the leader of a cult, the doctrine of the cult, or the policies of the cult. And this is a generic formula that I outlined in my book, Freedom of Mind, Helping Loved Ones Leave Controlling People, Cults, and Beliefs. Why? Why? If you attack the leader, the doctrine, or the group, it activates the cult identity. And so it gets defensive, it feels persecuted, and will withdraw from you. What you want to do is activate the individual's authentic self, who they were before they got radicalized. And that is a slower, warmer process of love, respect, kindness, curiosity, ask asking questions, being a good listener, and you want to bring the person back to who they were before they got recruited. And with family and friends, it's, hey, I just found this old photo of us fishing together. Do you remember that? Or remember we used to play football in the backyard? And other memories like that will bring back the warmth and activate the brain cells of the person beforehand. And what works is not attacking the group head on, but talking about groups that the person would agree are mind control cults. And with people in MAGA, the most successful is talking about Chinese communist brainwashing, which is actually what helped me get out of the Moonies back in 76.
Sure, yeah.
It was Robert Lifton's book and his 8 criteria of how to tell a group if it's a brainwashing group. Or talking about pimps and traffickers and how they groom and recruit and indoctrinate people to be slaves. Because MAGA people think those are cults and they think those are bad.
So, well, Steve, you've given us tremendous food for thought, and I hate to cut you off because I could talk to you for days and days, but we have to take a break. Steve Hassan, Dr. Steve Hassan will be back here again in a few months to give us an update on the cult of Trump and to give us more advice on our families. In the next segment, we'll hear from Victoria Woodard and giving advice on the best age to read this most banned book in America. We'll be right back after this. Thank you very much, Dr. Steve Hassan.
Bill's got a lot on his mind, so let's get right to it. You're listening to Wake Up with Bill Finch, live on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Well, all I can say about Dr. Hassan is, wow, the guy's nailed it. He's done a lot of research. He's helped a lot of people, and nobody likes the cults that brainwash our family, and unfortunately, it's now being done from the White House, but I believe through our persistence, we will succeed. And every other week, Victoria Woodard joins us here in the studio to talk about a banned book. And Victoria, obviously, the cult of Trump, hopefully with our efforts, will soon be banned, and its sales will even do better than they're already doing.
Yeah, you know, thank you so much, Stephen, for, you know, coming on the show and for putting all of the time and effort and thought into the books that you're writing. I think the more people we have that are willing to put a spotlight on really the things we're not supposed to think about, the things people don't want us to think about, that we're being told we shouldn't be thinking about, the better.
Because, that's why the Moms for Liberty banned the books we review.
Yeah,
they don't want us to read.
Amongst other groups, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot to say for the freedom of information and the freedom of reading and learning and investigating on our own. And if somebody tells you you shouldn't be thinking about something, then we have a bigger problem. And, you know, you tell me not to think about it, not to read it, not to look for it, that's the first thing I'm going to do. And I think that that's something I hope more people will do.
One of the things all cults do is control what you can read.
Yeah.
And Moms for Liberty are helping the cult of Trump by trying to limit what people can read.
Yeah, and they've actually, interestingly, taken a little bit of a step back in terms of their book banning efforts, and they're leaving it to other groups now as they focus on other things and, you know, probably other areas that will come to light, I'm sure. I think I've said this before, they've taken down all of their book reviews and their kind of rating system from their sites, which has been an interesting turn of events. It's almost like a small victory for them. They think that they've won, so they've backed down. But they are not, and other groups as well, are not stepping back from litigation and going to board meetings and protesting books, issuing challenges, and things like that. So,
19 minutes.
Yeah, 19 minutes by Jodi Picoult. So Jodi Picoult is obviously best-selling author. She's incredibly talented, brilliant. This book was the most banned book in America in the 2023-24 school year. And it was actually banned in 98 places.
School districts or counties or states.
Yeah. And that's just wild to me. You know, we live in a time when school shootings are very unfortunately almost normalized.
Common.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, and when you dump truckloads of illegal weapons in the streets of every city, which is what America does, whether they agree to it or not, that's what they're doing, you're going to have violence.
Well, it's access is, of course, one issue. Lack of education around firearms is one issue. Mental health is one issue. Bullying is a huge issue. And obviously that was central to the theme of this book. And also just the adults in kids' lives not helping them. People not standing up and saying, we have to put a stop to this. And then if somebody does come forward that they're being bullied, it almost makes it worse. It exacerbates the issue because now you've...
Because the adults are cowards and they won't do what needs to be done to stop the bullying.
Well, and now
that's what I got out of this book.
I mean, kind of a little bit, right? And now you've tattled or, you know, you've ratted or whatever you want to say about it. So now you're even bigger of a target because now they're mad because they've potentially gotten in trouble for their, initial actions. And it's just a vicious cycle. And I think from a societal perspective, we see that outside of schools as well. You know, everything that's kind of going on in our world can be categorized as bullying. But to stay with the book, this was an incredible book. It was a long one. It was, over 400 pages. So it was definitely a commitment. But I think it's...
For all you audiobook readers, it was 32 hours.
I read this one with my eyeballs. But I can say... It was so well done, and
it
took on the perspectives of every single person, from the people who were shot in the school to the witnesses to the shooter,
the
to
lawyers,
the families,
judge, the detectives, mm-hmm.
everybody. And what you really come to see is that in a situation like this, every single person involved is a victim in some way or another, and it's just devastating. We've seen this here in Connecticut, and it's hard to even say that without tears in my eyes and my voice choking up. As a parent, as, the wife of an educator, this is something that I struggle with every single day when I send my kids and my husband out the door to go to school. That's not supposed to be a place that you're afraid to go to. It's supposed to be a safe place.
Sure.
And it's not right now. And that's frightening. But I think this is one of those books where it's banned for such ridiculous reasons. It's banned because there's a depiction of sexual assault. It's banned because we're using anatomically correct language for body parts. It's banned because of the commentary on bullying. But those are all of the reasons why it shouldn't be banned. It's all of the reasons why it should be encouraged. And I truly believe that this is one of those books that kids should be reading. I think towards the end of middle school, absolutely anybody high school aged, and whether it's sooner than that is going to have to be family by family.
When I was in high school, everybody read Catcher on the Rye, mm-hmm. which had been banned and re-banned, and it was an incredible book. Everybody should read it. It made you think, which
yes.
is what cult leaders don't want you to do,
right.
by the way, is to think on
well
your
and
own.
This is one for sure. I can't tell you how much empathy I felt for every single person in this book. It really does make you think of all of the different perspectives.
Parents of young girls, especially in high school, should recommend this for the children to read, in my opinion, at the right age. And you say freshman, sophomore, junior,
yeah.
high school.
I think of any student because, I want my son to know, you better not behave this way.
Look at the consequences.
If you're on the receiving end of this behavior, I need to know because I will help. And if you're the person treating other people like this, I will find out, and there will be consequences.
I can't imagine a teenager, and it was a long time ago since I was a teenager, but I can't imagine a teenager reading this and not having second thoughts about their temptation to bully someone weaker,
right.
their temptation to force themselves on another person
mm-hmm.
sexually,
yep.
or to not use protection. All the things you want your children to do
yep.
to respect others, respect themselves, and stay safe. This book made you think about that every page.
Yeah, it did. And, it's also riddled with themes that you don't think at the forefront, between narcissism and manipulation and things like that. I can remember an instance in high school where I broke up with somebody and they turned it around on me, kind of like, how can you do this to me?
And gaslight you.
Yeah. And I did back out, back off of it, just like Josie did, and said, OK, I won't break up with you. Right. I'll stay with you. I do love you. And it was a terrible decision.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't end well for either of us. But
right.
I think these are things that we need to talk about, and our kids need to hear about it, and they need to think about it. And this is something that would be a phenomenal book to actually read as a class and have discussions and really think about it from a psychological as well as a literature perspective.
Yeah. It showed that the gun violence in America, which is so prevalent, unlike any other industrialized nation in the world, is a public health issue, that when you mm-hmm. have a gun violence incident, and we had the guest, Melissa Katz-Kane and Earl Bloodworth, come on the show a couple weeks ago from the Citizens Against Gun Violence. This is a huge public health issue.
It is.
Because it's not just the act of violence, well, but it's all of the effects on society before and after.
Well, I mean, just in terms of a microcosm, gun violence is the leading cause of death of children in America.
Whoop, like, making America disgusting. Great again.
That's disgusting. That I have to worry more about my child, and, my children being shot than I do of them, you know, getting cancer.
And even more so with this administration, which has had mm-hmm. a pro-gun agenda, not a gun control, not reasonable gun control, yep. but a pro-gun agenda.
We're effectively
making
doing
America
nothing to protect
great
our
again,
children.
And by having the leading cause of death among children to be guns. Sit on that for a while, listeners.
Yeah. I mean,
so
read
book
this book.
Again,
read it with your kids.
Minutes.
Read it with your classes. 19 Minutes by Jodi Picoult, banned in 98 places in 2023-24 school year. I'm sure the number will continue to grow. All the more reason. Read the book.
Well, listen, I thought this hour went flying by like it always does. I'm sure it helped you wake up to the threats around us, from the White House to Main Street. I'm hoping that it helps you to stay active in your community fighting the scourges of cult mind control, the cult of Trump, and gun violence. Thank you, Victoria Woodard. Thank you, Dr. Steve Hassan. We'll see you next week on Wake Up here on WICC AM and FM. Thank you, Paul Goodman. Stay tuned for Dave Rudin and all the high school sports of Fairfield County.